This is the Big O Show. This is the Big O Show. Oh, yes, it is. It's a Saturday evening of the show. A little talk here because we've got the Heat going on right now. We got the Panthers going on right now. Whenever you hear the podcast, at least when we're recording it, I'm watching the Panthers right now. And we're going to have it's a mini podcast. And I wanted to go over some of the breaking news, which is obviously Colin Kaepernick. And Kaepernick has addressed the media after the workout with the NFL, where he moved it out of the Falcons facility, moved it over to, I believe, a high school facility where he wanted a more transparent workout. And there were a couple of teams there for the workout, just a few. Most of them chose not to, which I told you during the week that he doesn't fit most systems as it is. So he's not really going to have a plethora of teams lined up to even be interested in him. And that's where look, the NFL did half-ass here. The NFL did something that they embarrassed themselves. They didn't plan for it. They planned poorly. It's going to explode on them like a PR nightmare because this whole thing has been a PR nightmare. Nobody's going to hire Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick knows this. So does his team. This thing, look, it's a big-ass farce on the NFL side. But I'm one of the few people in the world that has the balls to say it's also a big-ass farce on the Kaepernick side. Yeah. Let me explain to you why Kaepernick is also a stinking phony in all of this, okay? First of all, I'm not sure if you heard Kaepernick's statement. Let's at least play Kaepernick's statement for you so you can hear him address the media after, you know, the whole thing was failed with the NFL and he had his own workout and had a couple of teams actually check it out.
Let me start by saying I appreciate y'all all coming out. That means a lot to me. Our biggest thing with everything today was making sure we had transparency in what went on. We weren't getting that elsewhere, so we came out here. It's important that y'all are here. Y'all been attacked for the last 3 years. Y'all continue to be attacked. We appreciate what y'all do. We appreciate you being here today. We appreciate the work you do for the people and telling the truth. That's what we want in everything. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here and showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. We're out here. We're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent, Jeff Nally, is ready to talk to any team. I interview with any team at any time. I've been ready. I'm staying ready. And I'll continue to be ready. And to all the people that came out here today to support, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. To the people that aren't here, I'm thinking of you. I appreciate you supporting from where you are. We'll continue to give you updates as we hear. We'll be waiting to hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL, the 32 teams. We'll let you know if we hear from them. Ball's in their court. We're ready to go.
Here we go.
Boy, that, you know, that sounds great in theory. It really does. I mean, it sounds, and aren't you pumped up if you're behind Cap and all that good stuff? Let me explain to you where Cap is a stinking phony, okay? Look, again, understand me. The NFL, they're a bunch of phonies. They blackballed the guy, all of that. Now these teams aren't going to sign him because he's so radioactive and toxic and all this other press that comes with it. They don't want any of that. So they're not going to bring him in anyway. They could do all the dog and pony show and all that stuff. But here's the thing where Colin Kaepernick is a stinking phony. Okay? Let me explain now. Let me give you examples here. I'll give you with myself, first of all. I've worked in radio
I was working here in Miami. I was working in Spanish radio, wanted a breakthrough in English radio. Got a break in San Francisco, wasn't getting it in English here. Moved to San Francisco to do it. I came back to Miami, had a long-term position in Miami for a long time. And I love radio. And I've done it in every form and fashion. Local, national, Spanish, English. I've done real estate shows. I've done all kind. I've done play-by-play in Spanish of the air show. Okay? I mean, you name it, I've done it all. Boxing, whatever. All kinds of stuff throughout my career because I love broadcast. Now I'm into podcasting. I've dealt with liars. I've dealt with thieves. I've dealt with all kinds of different scum in radio. And now I'm doing this show, which, by the good Lord, I mean, I'm so blessed because you guys have supported it through the roof. I do whatever I have to do what I love. So if you are failing in New York and you can't be a successful salesperson there, do you move somewhere else and become a salesperson somewhere else? Maybe you do, right? Because you love sales and you want to stay in that business. Shoes, manufacturing, shipping, whatever it is, and you'll move for it. Artists, sometimes they don't hit it here in the States, and they're huge in Japan, but not here. But they're selling a million albums in Japan. And they sell maybe 100,000 here if they're lucky. Nobody knows them here. They go to Japan, they're enormous. They go to England, they're enormous. They suck here. Who cares? So they travel more in Europe, and they're known more in Europe than they are here. They're doing what they love. Certain people accept it, other people don't. Let me bring it back before you start thinking, this is crazy, this is... Warren Moon wasn't blackballed like Cap, but was told, you're not good enough for the NFL. He went to the CFL. Jeff Garcia was told, you're not good enough for the NFL, went to the CFL. Joe Theismann was told, you're not good enough for the NFL, went to the CFL. Doug Flutie was told, you're not good enough for the NFL, went to the CFL. Why didn't Colin Kaepernick do that? When all this first happened, if he really wanted to be a quarterback, because if you can't find a chef's job here in Miami and you want to be a chef, a high-end chef, don't you move your ass to Las Vegas to be a chef. Don't you move your ass to New York, Chicago, because you love being a chef. If you love what you do, you go do it wherever you have to do it. And the way you've pitted yourself into this corner, Colin Kaepernick, you've pitted yourself as a political figure. Even though you're a poster child, but really a political figure. And now you are more toxic than you are a player. So nobody wants your ass. But if you would have cut all this BS, fight the fight the way Kenny Stills does on the side or whatever, and then go to the CFL, ball out in the CFL, kill it in the CFL, half the teams need a quarterback, you will create a political storm in the football sense. Because Warren Moon proved he could play and the NFL wanted him. Jeff Garcia proved he can play and the NFL wanted him. Doug Flutie proved he can play and the NFL wanted him. Cam Wake was told, you're not good enough, went to the CFL. Mark Dixon was told, you're not good enough, went to the CFL. Aronde Gadsden was told, you're not good enough, went to the Arena League. Because he loved football. How much does really Colin Kaepernick love football? Kiss my ass. Okay? I know I can sucker your ass if you believe Colin Kaepernick really loves football. I think he really loves the politics that he's involved. I think since Nike's been paying his ass from not playing football, he got fat and doesn't want to play football. That's what's going on with Colin Kaepernick. That's why he calls out what he did today, what you did right now, calling out the NFL. What, does that help? No. And the NFL is Teflon. I keep telling you this. Bullygate, Inflategate, it doesn't matter. They can have Brent Jones killing a teammate, and then the next week he's standing on the sidelines with the Cowboys, and it's like nothing. They can have Aaron Hernandez killing people in their off time, and it's nothing. They can have Greg Hardy beating all kinds of women and all these players that have been caught beating women, allegedly, and then they still get jobs. It's Ray Rice knocking out a woman, and there are stupid-ass women in Baltimore wearing Ray Rice jerseys saying, "Free Ray Rice." This is the most Teflon league in the world, and the owners know it. And if Colin Kaepernick thinks he's going to win anything calling those guys out, they're going to laugh at his ass because they've waited 3 years, and he's 32, and they'll wait another year or two, and he's done. Moron! Colin Kaepernick and his people, they're a bunch of dumbasses. They don't know how to fight this. You're not going to win it in court because the owners beat you in court. They gave you a little check and they told you, shut your ass up, Colin, and go in a corner and be my bitch. And now you came out and they made your ass look silly out there in that workout. They don't care. They're Teflon. Now, fool, if you go to CFL from day one when the controversy starts and you show people you really want to be a quarterback. Don't tell me now. Oh, we've been ready for 3 years. We want to play. You could have gone and played anywhere. You could have proven just like Warren Moon. What are you, better than Warren Moon? A Hall of Famer? Are you better than Jeff Garcia? I'm sorry, I must have missed that. Because when you really want something and you want to break through somewhere, and it doesn't happen in Nashville, you go to New Orleans. And if it doesn't happen in New Orleans and you really want it badly, you go to Miami. Whatever it is, I don't care what career it is. When you want it, you want it. If you're a rapper and you can't get a deal in Miami, you go to New York, and if you can't get one in New York, you go to L.A., and you try to find somebody that believes in you. When you're a writer, you go anywhere to try to get a book deal. You do anything you got to do. I know friends of mine that have been writers in all kinds of things, from sports to news to politics to food to whatever. Because they love the job. And they've been hanging on because it's a dying freaking career. I know what it's like when you love something that you want to do. Colin Kaepernick has never proven to me that he loves to play quarterback and wants to play quarterback. Because he's had opportunities to go shove it in the NFL's face the other way. You're not going to beat them in court, dude. You're not going to beat them in the game of trying to out embarrass them. If they're not embarrassed by the way they've handled or mishandled men that have been beating women for decades now, what the hell is this? This is nothing. Garbage. swept up. You're already 32, bro. You're an athletic quarterback at 32. You haven't seen a field in 3 years. You're not going to be sharp. You need to play ball. And you haven't been playing ball for 3 years. You could have been balling in the CFL. You would have created a crap storm. It's really amazing to me how short-sighted they've been at handling all of this. And the people, oh, yeah, we got to get him back in the league. Well, he hasn't done anything to get back in the league. Those guys control it. Those old white guys, they control this league. And if they want to shut the doors on you, they will, and they have. So how are you going to fight being blackballed? You sued the league, and now you're asking for a job? Think about that. Think how stupid-ass that sounds. Go sue IBM and then go ask them for a job. Go sue Geico, and you're an insurance company, and now you want to work with Geico. And they'll tell you, get the hell out of here. That gecko will kick you in the ass and knock you out. That's the other thing. This is funny. This is stupid. This guy's asking for a job at a place that he sued. I mean, let that marinate. Just think about that. And we're playing this game like this is real. And behind the scenes, those 32 owners are laughing at this, but they're mishandling it all because it becomes another PR nightmare. But again, like all the others, Inflategate and Bullygate and everything else, it'll get swept under the rug. Colin Kaepernick will get swept under the rug. That's why they did it midseason. Because they got another half season to go. It'll all be forgotten. They don't want his ass working out in the offseason, getting in the way of USC's workout, taking away a spotlight from Alabama's workout, from Washington's workout. No, from the East-West Shrine, from the Senior Bowl, from the Combine. They don't want Colin Kaepernick anywhere near those headlines. Hey, we tried here, whatever, fine, boom, we're done. Oh, you're going to challenge us, try to embarrass us in public? Colin, sure.
When they hire Colin Kaepernick back.
Yeah, sweetie, it's Kaepernick, by the way. Cardi B chiming in on the program.
When they hire Colin Kaepernick back.
Yeah, I guess she isn't watching. Oh, yeah, and I mean, all the NFL is going to crumble because Kaepernick's not in it. Man, we recover when Montana retires and when Barry Sanders leaves us and when Calvin Johnson retires and so on and so forth. Nobody's going to care about Colin Kaepernick. We care about the cause, but Colin Kaepernick versus the NFL, man, come on. That's Mike Tyson and Glass Joe. And it's over. That's all it is. Over. Over. Colin. You fumbled, baby. NFL owns your ass. Mishandling it like Sammy Smith at the goal line. Be good out there.
This is the Big O Show.